Welcome to this week's episode of Brave by Design. I am your host, Laura Khalil, and it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you today. For those of you who are new to Brave by Design, we work with creatives and consultants to get booked solid, working with clients you love in about 30 minutes a day. You can learn more about what we do at bravebydesign.net. And in the spirit of getting booked solid with dream clients, one thing people often talk to me about is they will come in and say, Laura, it's the start of the month or it's the start of the quarter, and I really don't know where my clients are coming from. It's always kind of a mystery how I'm going to make that month's revenue goals. So in today's episode, I'm going to share a story and some tips about the one thing that is really missing from the luck formula. You probably have heard that luck formula, which is luck occurs when preparation meets opportunity. I think there's a really key missing element in that. But I want to start off by telling you a story about my own luck. So let's get back in the time machine. We're going back to, I want to say this was 2008. And I was in Manhattan with a work colleague of mine, a German work colleague, and we were doing doing some user groups actually all around the world. And one of our stops was in Manhattan. And so after work, you know, it was just him and I, and we would say, okay, well, you want to go explore this city? I don't think either one of us had ever been there before. And that is how Paul and I found ourselves around 9 p.m. in a really dark alley somewhere on the Lower East Side. We were standing in front of a rusted steel door. There was no number apparent on it. There were trash bags for the next morning's pickup, really scattered to our left and right. And I said to Paul, I said, knock harder on the door, knock harder. No answer. I tried to pull it open, but it was locked. And there was a street lamp that really couldn't decide if it wanted to stay off or on. Paul gave the door another knock, this time more forcefully. He said to me, Laura, this cannot be it. It's probably gone out of business. And I have a bad feeling about this. And you know what? I did too. I was really uncomfortable where we were, and I thought somehow I had not found the right place. And just as we were thinking about what to do next, there was the sound of a lock being turned. And the door cracked open, and this amber light escaped around its corners. There was a beautiful young woman dressed in a flapper outfit who stood at its entrance. And she looked at us and smiled and asked, do you have a reservation? There was this luxurious mahogany bar behind her with bottles of liquor sparkling on the mirrored shelves. And all I could think is, damn, I didn't even think we needed a reservation. I said to her, I'm so sorry. I didn't know we're visiting from San Francisco. My colleague here is from Germany, and I just wanted to show him a great night out. One moment, she said, and shut the door. You know, this is really the moment when I realized you don't just strut into the most exclusive bar in Manhattan and expect to get a seat. I'd found it on Yelp. I thought it sounded really cool, and I figured, hey, let's just go and check it out. I only learned later that reservations were typically made months in advance, and they were actually required. Appearing a moment later at the door, she said, well, we happen to have two spots available at the bar thanks to a cancellation. Would you follow me? And we were in. So what happened once we got inside Milk and Honey and who we met, that is really a story for another podcast episode. It was absolutely wild what happened beyond that point. But, you know, Paul and I felt like we hit the jackpot. You know, there was no way that we were supposed to be able to get in. It didn't look like we were in the right place, but we were really persistent. And that brings me to luck, right? The phrase we've all heard is that luck is preparation meets opportunity. Now, that night, I'd say our evening at the bar was more dumb luck. You know, we didn't know what we didn't know. But listen, I'm going to take it. So today, I really want to talk to you about how can we, as consultants, as creatives, get luckier. I've been working with Ambitious Consultants for a few years now, and I've been in business for almost 9 years. And what I see is times what I see when I work with consultants and creatives is they will spend 90% of their time thinking and overthinking and planning things out with only about 10% of their remaining time on consistent implementation. So what this can look like is we'll spend ages working on a website and making it pixel perfect. And it'll be like 6 months late, but we've spent all this energy on it and we'll finally push it live, but become very quickly demoralized when it doesn't magically turn into sales. And listen, I tell you that because I have been there and I have done that. Or we will see people who will spend ages working on social media content and putting it on all of the channels and spending hours creating TikToks or spending hours creating reels on Instagram or whatever it may be. And it doesn't turn into sales. It doesn't turn into leads. So here's the deal. People buy according to the amount of trust that we have earned with them. And trust is built through consistency. So it is not enough to just be prepared, like in that example, to be prepared by like spending months creating the website. Nobody can see that you're doing that. There's no consistency in that. There's nothing you're sharing with the world consistently, that is all behind the scenes. Luck takes more than just preparation meeting opportunity. The real formula, which I would like us all to adopt, is that luck occurs when preparation and consistency meet opportunity. I'll say that again. Luck occurs when preparation and consistency meet opportunity. It is not enough to just be prepared. You must be consistent with your strategy, with how you reach out to people, with how you keep in touch, with how you run your business so that you can build enough trust so that the people who you are trying to engage will feel safe with you. They will feel confident that you know what you're doing. And as I said, people buy according to the amount of trust we've earned with them. So trust can only be built through consistent action. What does this look like? Well, preparation is knowing what our clients need, how we help, and having a system in place. Consistency looks like implementing our system every single day. An opportunity is knowing where to show up so your message can get heard by the right people consistently. This is exactly what we teach in the Elevate program, which is my small group coaching and mastermind, which is really dedicated to helping creatives and consultants make your next quarter more profitable than your last. And we teach you how to take preparation, consistency, an opportunity and build a business that you love to work in. Because if you have already sacrificed not having a consistent paycheck from a boss at a company and decided you're not going to sit at a desk for 8 hours a day making someone else wealthy, you deserve to love one of the most important relationships you're creating in your life, and that is the relationship between you and your business, between you and your clients, and between you and what inspires you, what gets you up each morning. So this is what we teach in Elevate. If you are interested in actually learning my system that I teach that has helped over 1 million entrepreneurs get book solid, I'd love to hear from you. And you can learn more at bravebydesign.net. So friends, until next week, it has been a pleasure chatting with you today, and I want you to remember to stay brave.